Physio Room in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.
Leah Purcell, chartered physiotherapist at Able Bodies Physiotherapy in Newbridge, joins me on the line now this morning. Leah, good morning and welcome back to the show. So this week,
Hi, Anna. Looking
at tips for pregnancy and the postnatal period. What made you want to look at this topic this week?
Well, I suppose it affects more than a half, 51% of the population are female, and a good proportion of them will have gone through pregnancy and the postnatal period. And then the other thing is I have a 12-week-old baby myself at the moment, so I'm in the thick of it now and really getting stuck into research and enjoying reading up about it. So I kind of thought I might do it here on the show and share some of that information here.
Yeah, and I mean, the body goes through a huge amount of change, so much during both of these times, both during pregnancy and postnatal period. So it is an important topic to look at.
Yeah, it's hugely important. And I suppose before I start into the information, there's two kind of points I'd like to make. Firstly is I'm not a women's health specific physio. We are really well served in Kildare with women's health pelvic floor physios who can do assessments on the pelvic floor and go into more detail about pelvic floor anatomy and things like that. So I am not one of a women's health physio, but I am a physio who's been through who's had three babies now at this stage, and I have got a big interest in the area. The other point that I'd like to make is pregnancy is a different experience every time. So for every woman, it's a different experience. And likewise, even within the same person, they can have completely different experiences of their different pregnancies. So anything I say in this interview, or I'm going to be speaking about exercise, and I'm going to be speaking about things that are beneficial in pregnancy. But everyone has a totally different experience of it. Some women can be really dreadfully sick or nauseous or you know, have the hyperemesis, and that's very difficult for them to do any exercise. There's also lots of factors. Your ability to exercise and do things healthily depend on, you know, what your work situation is. Have you got support at home? Do you have other children? Anxiety levels during pregnancy can be very high if you've had a previous loss. So what I'm going to say today is advice around pregnancy and postpartum, but it's not meant to put anyone under pressure, because it's a different experience and everyone just has to do their best.
Of course. So I suppose we'll start off with pregnancy first. And one of the main questions is, why exercise during pregnancy? What are the benefits that can come from it?
Yeah, so firstly, there's an old sort of, the old way of thinking was, once you get pregnant, put your feet up and don't stress your body at all and just rest for the full 9 months. And we know now that that's not the best way of doing things. There may be periods during the pregnancy when you have to do that due to sickness or potentially pain or things like that, and you may not be able to exercise. But in general, pregnant women should be aiming to stay active and to be active during their pregnancy. And the guidelines are similar to the general population. You're sort of aiming for about 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week in order to be able to have meaningful benefits from it.
Sorry,
now, that said...
Sorry, Leah, just to cut across there. What is moderate intensity? What would that feel like for someone?
So it's probably, if you think of, it's medium intensity. So if light intensity is that you could go out for a walk and you're talking to your friend, you're not really getting breathless, your body's not under pressure. And if you think of it, at light intensity would be kind of 1 or 2 or 3 out of 10, if 10 is the maximum effort. Mm. At 10, a heavy intensity or intense exercise, you'd be up at 7 to 10 on that scale. Medium intensity is in between the two, where you're getting breathless, you're doing your body is working and you're doing exercise, but you're not completely going to your maximum. Now, there are new studies coming out only this year, in fact, that show that high intensity exercise is okay to do during pregnancy as well if you're used to it. But the general recommendation for the public is kind of to be aiming for at least
And what kind of exercises then for someone who is pregnant that would involve that moderate kind of to get you kind of your heart rate going up and maybe just a little bit breathless, but of course not up to that 7 or 8 that you said. What kind of exercises would that include?
Yeah. So I should actually just say before that, as long as this is all dependent on the fact that you don't have any contraindications, so women can develop some conditions or some issues during pregnancy and they may be told not to exercise. And obviously you go with the guidance of your healthcare provider. So this is for women who don't have any of the contraindications. So they should be trying to, like, basically in the initial stages of pregnancy, you can mainly keep up what you're usually doing. So women, if they're jogging or using the gym, you want to stop doing contact sports, and that's just for the obvious risk of contact to the bump. But women can kind of keep up what they're doing during the early stages of pregnancy. And then if they're, as their bump grows and their bodies slow down, they might want to change things up. The one big difference during pregnancy is that women should be trying to incorporate some pelvic floor exercises, because the pelvic floor, whether you have a vaginal delivery or a cesarean section, the pelvic floor will be affected by pregnancy and the hormones and the weight of the baby in the womb and all of that. So trying to incorporate some pelvic floor exercises during pregnancy to both strengthen but also to know how to relax your pelvic floor, that's important as well. And a women's health physio is really the person to speak to about that if you're not sure about how to activate your pelvic floor muscles.
And should the exercises change as the pregnancy progresses? Should you kind of adapt as maybe the bump gets bigger? And, you know, of course, if those the early morning sickness symptoms start coming in.
Yeah, so it's usually that pregnancies is split up into 3 trimesters. So up until week 12 is the first trimester, and often during that time, the body shape doesn't change all that much, but the woman can feel very tired and very nauseous, and sometimes other women are fine. So during that period, you can continue to exercise as normal. Your body shape hasn't changed very much. You would want to stop the contact sports, and you'll see your care provider in that time, and they'll let you know whether it's okay to continue or if you have any contraindications and that. The second trimester is from week 13 to 27, and often the symptoms of nausea and fatigue kind of subside a little bit during that time in the second trimester. And it's like sometimes the golden period where you sort of are feeling good, but you're not bump isn't too big and you're not too big and awkward yet. So staying strong, keeping up the some strengthening exercise as well as some aerobic exercise, whether it's cycling or swimming or walking or running, and then incorporating your pelvic floor exercises. I would encourage people then from the third trimester, or from the sort of maybe week 25 onwards, you're starting to think then to birth, labour and delivery. And it's a good idea to start doing some birth preparation in that time in particular and thinking ahead. So pregnancy yoga is an excellent thing to do during pregnancy, full stop, they during the whole pregnancy. But it focuses on exercises that help to kind of open up the pelvis and prepare the body for birth and delivery, if you are going to have a vaginal delivery, and to optimise your chance of that happening.
And then looking then onto postpartum, the exercises then to possibly, is it to rebuild the pelvic floor after?
Yeah. So it's a really good, so for the initial period, like after baby's born, the weeks and months after that birth are there a period of huge change for a woman. Her body, her musculoskeletal system, her hormones, she's probably not getting much sleep. Her whole identity might have shifted as a result of having this little baby. It's a really intense time. And so there is a certain amount of rest that's needed in the initial. The sort of standard line that people use is after a normal vaginal delivery, you can start to get back to exercise after 6 weeks, and after a C-section, you can get back after 12 weeks. But really, you need to look at the individual woman and her symptoms, what kind of a birth she had, what kind of support she has at home, what kind of sleep she's getting, It is. There are some new Canadian guidelines that came out this year, and it speaks about trying to initiate light physical activity whenever you can after birth. So getting out for a walk with the buggy or doing some light stretches, having an assessment with a women's health physio can really help at that stage to sort of lead you down the right path and show you the right kind of exercises to do, as well as initiating the pelvic floor exercises, because it's really important to, it's something that's not spoken of frequently, although we're getting better at it. Women can have real issues with their pelvic floor after childbirth, and if you can rehabilitate it after the baby is born, it can save you a lot of trouble down the line, in terms of incontinence of bladder or bowel, or issues with leaking and things like that later on down the track. So addressing that in the early postpartum period is really beneficial.
Yeah, and actually, Leah, there's just a message that has come in that says, ladies, there is life at the end of the tunnel. I suffered with pubic symphysis during my pregnancy from the third month. It was very painful and left lasting side effects for years. And this listener said they suffered bladder leaks and weak muscles, but thankfully they discovered the pelvic floor chair. And after six sessions, they had no bladder leaks, tightened all the muscles in the pelvic floor, and no pain after over a decade of problems. I suppose, Leah, that is just one of the examples of, you know, how beneficial and maybe how crucial it is to build up that strength in your pelvic floor and to really look after it after having a baby.
It's hugely important. I don't know that particular product, the pelvic floor chair that she's speaking about well, but I do know that you probably, that's brilliant, that that's really beneficial. You would get similar, if not more, benefits from seeing your women's health physio and being given specific exercises to do for your pelvic floor. I didn't mention, actually, one big barrier to exercise during pregnancy and postpartum is pelvic girdle pain. So pubic symphysis is part of our pelvis. It's at the front, in the middle, at the front of the pelvis. And it's a site that women often get pain during pregnancy. And back pain and sacroiliac pain are also reasonably common and can be very debilitating during pregnancy. And a physiotherapist can help you with those. And it's really important. I would really urge women who have pain and who are really struggling to get around to try and either link in publicly with the physio or see with the HSE physio through the hospital you're attending, or see one of the private practice physios here in Kildare. We're really lucky in Kildare. We have really good private practice physios here that deal specifically with women's pelvic floor issues. And we also have really good postnatal trainers. So people who, when women are ready to get back to exercise, who give guidance and advice around how to get back to the gym, because it can be a big jump to go from doing very little in the first few weeks after having a baby. I'm only kind of coming out of that now. You're parked up on the couch, you're not getting much sleep, and having a bit of guidance and someone to put a bit of shape on your return to activity can be really helpful and beneficial.
Absolutely. And also, what role or help can partners, family or friends do to help a woman after having given birth?
Yeah, so like, it's really having a village of people around you is so important to mothers after having a baby. So whether it's returning to exercise or just for their general mental health in general, it's tough going having a baby for the first few weeks, and all of your concentration and efforts are all of a sudden shifted to looking after this little person who you have to keep alive. So it's for partners, and if women can surround themselves with people that'll give them a dig out, particularly partners, if they can understand that the woman is going through huge changes, she's recovering from birth, whether it's a vaginal birth or a cesarean section. It takes a lot of time to get over that and recover. She's not sleeping well. Her body is completely changed as to what it was like before, and she might feel like it's not her own body at all. And so for partners to be understanding towards that is really important, and then also to give a dig out in terms of helping around the house, giving the woman time to do a little bit of exercise or to do the things that she enjoys, and supporting both sleep. You know, the typical saying is sleep when the baby sleeps, and that's great if you can do that, but if you have other kids you can't do that. And likewise, you can't, even if it is your first child, you can't get asleep when the baby falls asleep anyway, because you're kind of half awake waiting for them to wake up. So if you've partners or support people in your life that can take the baby so that you know that you'll be able to get a good sleep, it's really important. And I always think when you see these people on influencers on Instagram and things like that who are bouncing back, I'm saying that in inverted commas because I don't really agree with that term, like they look amazing and they've got a baby who's 6 weeks old and they're back to, you know, wearing makeup and getting their hair done and exercising all that, I always think they must have a real support system behind them to enable them to do that. You know, they must have people minding the baby and cleaning their house and doing all that kind of stuff. So, and that's not realistic for a lot of us nowadays, but for any postnatal women, I'd say take support when you can and ask for the support, because a happy mammy is a happier baby, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, Leah. We'll have to cut it there today, Leah. Leah Purcell from Able Bodies Physiotherapy in Newbridge, a chartered physiotherapist, on tips for pregnancy and the postnatal period. Leah, good morning, and thank you as always for joining me this morning.